Louis Bell joins me. Louis, Baffin's are out of the cup, but again, a great game of football here at the Kendall Stadium under the floodlights.
Disappointing. I thought the crowd enjoyed it. I thought it was a good game. I thought we had a lot of the pressure. Most of the pressure, really. I don't think they were really in the game as such, but score reflects that we're out and they're through, whether it's on penalties or whether it's in open play, we go out. So it's a bit disappointing.
Lots to talk about. Let's talk about the start of the game. James Batten and goal. Sprung a surprise with that one, Louis.
Yeah, it has to be. Tony Miles, you know, our goalkeeper's out. He's not back till next Saturday or Saturday after, so he can't play. We couldn't play Dean Harris. He has to work tonight, so that left it short there. Our reserve team goalkeeper has not signed on a Wessex form, so we've had to sort of have a little bit of a shift about, really. But I thought Batten was good tonight. Couldn't do much about the first goal and made a great penalty save, which I thought might take us through, but it didn't.
Let's talk about that second goal from Christchurch. Obviously, I run the Twitter account and I've apologised for saying that was one of the best goals I've ever seen. That was a cracker from Christchurch.
Yeah, I don't know if the boy meant it or not, actually. I didn't see it. I'm going to do an Arsene Wenger and I didn't really see it. So I think someone was talking to me and next thing I knew, I seen the ball in the back of the net from that range and I'm thinking, whatever's going on there?
But Callum Dart's equalised. Darty, absolutely superb. But the boy's done well again, Louis.
I thought Callum Dart tonight was terrific. I thought he was man of the match. The kid's come in now. I try to put a bit of faith in him, a bit of belief in him. And that's how what he, you know, that's what he shows you. And, you know, with him, Ryan Panary, and I thought Georgie Thomas tonight was excellent.
It's another defeat for Baffins, but it is completely different circumstances to the autumn one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I rested Sam Willett tonight at right back. He's been a bit leggy. Obviously, Jamie Musselwhite's out, suspended. So, you know, there's no excuses, but we just got to keep going. You know, we may have got to concentrate on the league. It's our big, more big thing. We did it the same thing last year, to be fair. You know, it's good to go through these finals, or, you know, go through, especially getting past the first round, but, you know, we've got to forget that. We've got Fleet Spurs Saturday. We've got to pick ourselves up and go again, really.
It is Fleet Spurs on, Louis. Let's talk about them. They're a side that have struggled in recent seasons. Baffins are a team on the up. On paper, there's only one winner. But we know football is a nasty habit of creating shocks, even in league football.
It means nothing, really. You know, you don't matter what, you turn up on a Saturday and you don't show the right attitude and the players don't show the right attitude, and you're not going to win football matches. I thought, again, the lads tonight showed good attitude. I thought we should have been 4 or 5 up in the first half, chance-wise. But you don't take your chances, and that's what happens.
Louis, one final thing I want to talk about. The reason we're here tonight is because of the floodlights. No floodlights, no Hampshire League, yeah. Hampshire Cup, Senior Cup for Baffins. What a pleasure it was to see the Kendall Stadium in a competitive fixture under the floodlights.
Well, looking at it there tonight again, you know, your hat's got to go off to the groundsman as well, because the actual pitch played perfect. You know, there's no excuses there. The pitch was, you know, great. We passed the ball, and now you start looking at here now, and the floodlights are still on, and people are still out here. You know, and it's amazing really how far Baffins have come from where they were to where they are now.
Well, the floodlights won't be on for long. I've got the key. Louis, thanks for speaking to us. We'll see you on Saturday.
Up to you. Switch it off. Last man out. Cheers,
mate.
Appreciate that.